Time Magazine Promotes Trans the Gay Away Child. By Neil Monroe on January 24, 2022. Time Magazine is promoting a boy for Kid of the Year because of his public advocacy for transgenderism. Even though the boy's mother declared him to be transgender only after she failed to convert the boy's feminine character to be more like a boy. The magazine reported January 12 about the boy, Kai Shapley. The now fifth grader has been publicly telling her story and calling for trans equality for years. She's traveled the country with her mother, speaking at rallies for LGBTQ rights. She's worked with the ACLU on pro-trans projects. She's met with national lawmakers to urge them to pass the Equality Act, which would outlaw discrimination on the basis of gender identity. Time Magazine and all of these other magazines are endorsing the Trans the Gay Away process, responded Natasha Chart, an activist who argues that transgender ideology destroys the cultural and legal foundations of women's rights and status. Instead of accepting a feminine boy who may well grow up to be gay or lesbian, the parents are using the transgender claim to trans the gay away by converting their embarrassing son into a non-embarrassing daughter, she said, adding, "This is not standing up for your kids. This is switching one set of bullies for another set of bullies. This is I'm embarrassed to bring my feminine kid to church, so I'm going to go hang around with a bunch of bullies who think my little boy should be a girl. Neither of them are good solutions." Shapley's mother admitted that she beat the boy at a young age because she feared he would grow up to be gay. In 2018, she told an ACLU video team, "I remember even thinking before Kai was three, I think this kid might be gay, and I thought that that could not happen, that would not happen. We started praying fervently. Prayers turned into Googling conversion therapy and how can we implement these techniques at home to make Kai not be like this. Putting her on timeout for acting like a girl. Putting her on timeout for stealing girl toys. Spanking her. Really spanking her, every time she would say, you know I'm a girl." In 2017, the Huffington Post described the incentives offered to the boy's mother. "I was very concerned, because at the time I was leading a small ministry at my church and teaching Bible study. And here I have this kid who people in my family were flat asking me if this kid was gay. And then she was connected to a secret Facebook group of over 1,000 moms like her, Christians who are raising transgender children. The women call themselves Mama Bears and refer to each other as a tribe. Because so many of them lose their family and friends when they decide to accept their children. All of a sudden, all is better because Jack is really Jackie," said Alex Aharon, an advocate for child safeguarding who is a member of the Women's Liberation Front. "It's a girl. Not a gay boy, not a sissy. Society is not going to shake your hand and say, well done, you've got a sissy boy. But if you say you have a transgender girl, well, there's a parade for you, you get all of this attention from wider society. You're praised as a wonderful mother, a great person." Time will announce the Kid of the Year on February 9, in a co-production with Nickelodeon, a TV network aimed at kids. Like the first year, the top five honorees from the list will be featured in a TV special hosted by Trevor Noah, with one kid ultimately being recognized as Kid of the Year and featured on a cover of Time with a companion story in Time for Kids. Traditionally, if somebody didn't like their gay kid, they would just tell them to leave home, they wouldn't castrate them, said Aharon. She continued, "It might be hard to accept that your child is gay and does deviate from the norm. But it is a much brighter outcome for you and your family to accept whatever that is than to encourage them to embark on a dangerous journey of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries that damage their healthy genitalia. This is your kid, you're supposed to be their first defender," said Chart. "Whether they are boys or girls, you should be defending them against this kind of bullying from other people, not internalizing it. You should be standing up, saying, well, hey, you know, this is just like the child's personality," said Chart. "A surprising number of prominent gays encourage this Trans the Gay Away process," Aharon said. "I find it really quite mind-boggling that prominent, famous gay men support the idea of Kai Shapley and Jazz Jennings going through this process, because they don't see themselves in that whole story. It's very well for Elton John, for example, to be sitting there in his 60s with his intact penis and his intact body. And then to be watching this, have you no sympathy for yourself and the way this turned out for you as a kid? Research studies show that almost 9 of 10 kids who initially claim a different sex identity soon reclaim their own sex. Feminine behavior by young boys can be common, Aharon said. Young boys often try to wear their mother's clothes because they love the mother. So it's often a sign of boys being very close to their mothers, she said. Girls are also getting transubstantiated into boys. Especially girls who are shocked by puberty and unwanted sexual attention from aggressive, porn-watching boys. Porn indirectly pressures girls to display themselves as sexualized women. But the transgender ideology allows them to escape the pressure by declaring themselves to be non-binary non-females, Aharon said. The dangerous dichotomy facing young girls today is either hypersexualize or de-sex altogether, she said, noting that many girls beg for money to surgically remove their breasts. The transgender ideology is not about aiding troubled children or sexual minorities, author Andrew Sullivan wrote January 14. What the trans movement is now doing is not about rights at all. It is about cultural revolution. It's a much broader movement to dismantle the sex binary, to see biology as a function of power and not science, and thereby to deconstruct the family and even a fixed category such as homosexuality. The radicalism of this assault on nature, science and bodily integrity is not hidden. A view of the body as beyond sex or gender, to be created and recreated at will and indefinitely, and an abandonment of any stable notion of sex at all. Whatever else this is, it is not a matter of civil rights. The transgender movement is diverse, with competing goals and priorities. The movement includes heterosexual autogynephilic men who demand sex from lesbians. Non-political people trying to live as idealized stereotypes of the opposite sex, and prepubescent children with childish views of sexuality. It includes alienated young men fantasizing about being submissive women, lesbians trying to become men, teenage girls trying to flee a sexual environment twisted by pornography, and gay teenagers trying to escape their minority status by adopting an attempted mainstream male identity. It includes feminists who wish to blur distinctions between the two sexes and people who glamorize the distinctions between the two complementary sexes. The transgender environment also includes revenue-seeking drug companies and medical service providers, wealthy donors, ambitious politicians, manipulative teachers, and professional advocates. It also includes sexual liberationists and many progressives who are eager to liberate people from their bodies, parents who are eager or willing to endorse transgender claims, and journalists eager to help their social peers. This movement is increasingly being opposed by the public, young people trying to detransition back to their sex, parents trying to shield their children from transgender activists, and liberal and conservative critics of the transgender ideology.